Welcome back to another episode of Top Dogs Podcast. Today, we're serving up some insights into the world of furs and food service. If you ever worked in the food industry, this is the episode for you. In today's episode, we will debunk misconceptions about food industry and discuss furry influence on customer service. Join us as we explore our food culinary journey and favorites, aspects, and advice for furries considering a career in food service. I am Whiplash Wolf.
I am Stream Archidad.
I'm Kit Clausen.
And I'm Toffee Buttercow.
All right, guys. So it's going to be quite an interesting episode today, working the food services. Either we've worked at it or actually enjoyed the services. Have you ever worked the stereotypical food service jobs, such as McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, etc.? And can you share your journey in the food service industry? Whiplash, why don't you get us started?
Oh, yes. Let me talk about my time in McDonald's. I started working there when I was 16 years old and still in high school. I cannot explain to you the hatred I have for working in the food industry now just because of what a fast food restaurant can do to you and the people you come across. I would never go back to the food service. I'd rather be homeless and go work in food service again. That's how bad I hate it.
What about you, Kit?
I've never worked in fast food. Where I'm at now is it's a counter service restaurant. So when they place their orders, I cook their food and they come pick it up at the window themselves. But where I started at was a full service bar and restaurant. And honestly, I enjoy it. So we talked a couple weeks ago about ADHD and neurodivergence, and there's always so many things going on in my head at once. And when you put me in the kitchen, it just harmonizes. And I've got a different task for every train of thought. And everything just runs so smoothly. And I find peace. It's crazy. But it's very different than fast food. I'm not even going to say they're similar. They're very different.
And what about you, Toffee?
So I haven't worked at fast food, so like not McDonald's or Wendy's or anything. The closest to that I worked at was IKEA's Bistro. It's fast food. We just don't have a drive-thru. I have been through a lot there. I liked the job. People kind of sucked.
I mean, that's the mood.
Since I'm different because I'm autistic, people kind of treated me differently, so that's another thing that was wrong with that as well. Otherwise, I love the concept of the job, right?
I mean, nothing like a good snack after a long day of shopping. Those nice furniture. Get a hot dog or two getting in your belly. Sure does help.
If I remember, do they have meatballs at IKEA Bistros?
Oh, they're actually
no,
really
that's actually the upstairs restaurants. They are really good. Nah, the Bistro had like the veggie hot dogs and all that other junk.
No wonder I forgot about that.
Oh no.
Sorry for the veggie.
Veggie hot dogs. Oh my god, how could anything be worse?
What? No. That's like a carrot on a bun? Like what?
It was all sorts of things. Yeah, I couldn't eat it. I'm allergic to the ingredients.
Oh boy, that makes something interesting. Well, speaking about misconception and veggie hot dogs actually tasting like meat, what are the common misconceptions about working in the food industry? How does being a part of the furry fandom influences your approach to customer service and interacting with colleagues in the food service industry? Kit, why don't you start?
I don't think being furry has anything to do with the food service itself or the customer service. Just be friendly to your customers, but that's whether you're furry or not. What was the first part of your question?
The common common misconceptions about working in the food industry.
Okay, yeah. The Food Network TV or the Cooking Channel, they make it look very glamorous. It is anything but. It is nasty. It is dirty. You're going to be stepping on French fries. Your hair is going to smell like cooking oil. Your sinuses are going to be clogged with grease. It is far from glamorous. It is gross. Like I said, I found peace in a kitchen. because I feel like I'm more in control in a kitchen, especially the positions I've worked. I've worked as what they call it, the expediter. The expediter in a kitchen is like the conductor in an orchestra. So you're telling everyone else what to do and how soon you need it ready so that the entire table of food is ready at the same time. And then when you hit a rush and you're 6, 7, 8 tickets deep and you can knock them all out in 15, 20 minutes, you turn around and you look at each other, you're like, wow, that felt good. Like, that's what I live for. It's that rush and that sense of accomplishment. But as far as appearances go, it's not glamorous. We don't call it working in the trenches for nothing. Whiplash, I know working in fast food, though, it's completely different than a dine-in restaurant. So what was so different about it?
I'm sure if I went back, I'd have PTSD. But, I think the difference between, like, so I like a lot of people like to think about at fast food that you just kind of like flip burgers around. They have like a giant like cooking pad on the like grill itself where you just like they go down by themselves after you push two buttons just to cook all the meats and stuff they have there. It was not really a fun time at that place, and it's not like pictures and stuff you'll see online. Like, people are like happy while they're wearing like their uniform and apron. It's always hell. You're always sweating. You're always tired. You want to go home because it's a never-ending hellhole. And including for sure, especially I used to work closing shifts a lot, so I'd be working like the grill area, and then sometimes I'd be doing dishes at the same time. So the lovely smell of your rotting flesh as water is like protruding upon your feet and legs, and your sweat is combining with each other, is so much fun. And all you just want to do is dip yourself into some lava and cleanse yourself.
Well, talking about the dream job, Toffee, what's your take on this?
So, yeah, no, those two pretty much said all that needs to be said. It is not as glamorous. It is hell. It's absolutely something else. Like, all the shows are like, oh yeah, this is easy, it's just cooking, what can go wrong? No. It does so much more to it. You have, like, the sanitary stuff you have to focus on, making sure all the food's right, there's a mess everywhere and all that. It's... no. it's a bad time.
I was gonna say, there's one more thing, too, especially when it comes to, like, food. I know there's the... where, I can't remember what it's called. But you know how, at least in fast food restaurants or maybe in like very like heavy traffic restaurants themselves, they have to check the temperature of each food item before they send it out? Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, whenever you're getting bummed rush, that kind of just goes flying right out the door, to be fair.
Absolutely.
Don't say the no-no word.
The no-no
word. That's the one no-no-no word.
If it's PG-13s, we're allowed to one naughty word per show. You have to be careful. You just
used
it.
I got that one naughty word.
Hope you had fun. Speaking of having fun, what did you enjoy about working in the food industry? What did you hate about it? Do you think being in a furry enhances your creativity and innovation in the food preparation or customer experience? Kit, what is your 2 cents on this?
So, I hated the closing shift because you're trying to shut down the kitchen. And if you want to get done at a decent time, you actually have to start shutting everything down before the restaurant is closed. It never failed. An hour before closing, we call it power hour. Start shutting everything down. Start wrapping up all of your tubs and your bins inside of your coolers. It could be 3 minutes before close, and you're going to have a whole table come in and sit down and order food. And you're going to look around like, dude, I've already shut down this entire kitchen. The grill is cold. I've got one fryer working now. What could you possibly order? They make you unwrap everything.
Poutine. Serve them poutine. It's so good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's all you need. You just need a fryer going.
It would never fail, though. They would come in seconds before closing and order a full meal after you've already worked for the past hour to shut the kitchen down, and then you've got to unwrap everything just for one table so you can wrap it all back up. So frustrating. And our fryers were a pain to have to clean up too. I burned my arm once trying to clean the fryers because we have to drain the hot oil into a bucket and then carry the bucket out back. And if your arm touched the metal bucket with the hot oil in it, that bucket was hot too. Oh God, that hurt so bad. It makes you want to throw the whole bucket when it happens, but you know you can't because it's like 5 gallons of hot oil, and it would be worse if you spilled it. So you just had to like tough it out. Like, oh my God, that hurts. Don't drop the oil. Ah.
Stand up like a man and take the pain, boy.
Basically. Look, you're not lying, though. I have a burn right now from a month ago. I was making grits. Southerners know what grits are. Other parts of the country, you call it...
you call it disgusting. Because they don't like
call it garbage.
How very dare you. No,
well, I like grits.
Yeah, grits is... It's the very inside of a kernel of corn. And you make a porridge out of it. So that's what grits are.
You explained that to me.
Yeah, they call it something else in the other part, and I can't for the life of me remember it right now. I'll remember it before the episode's over. I'll remember it, and I'm just going to blurt it out.
Or maybe our editor is going to put it in the edit of the video. We'll see.
Yeah. Grits, when you add water, they expand to 3 times their size. I was making 5 pounds at once. Have to bring it up to a boil. And it starts popping. And it popped and hit me right here on the wrist. And it was like napalm, like lava, and it just stuck and burned and burned and burned. It's like, ow, I still have a mark.
What about you, Tuffy?
So I've worked in different positions when it came to working in the food service. Like, I've been a busser, I've been a dietary aide. Don't do dietary aide. It's the worst thing ever. And then I've been the bistro worker. My coworkers were fun. Sometimes your coworkers are fun. So there's that. And I have a huge passion for cooking. So the cooking aspect, perfectly fine to me. Cleaning is always a hassle. Hate that. And then, of course, working with customers, also awful. I've been threatened multiple times for things not even under my control. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Whiplash?
See, the one thing I did enjoy about, you know, working in fast food is, honestly, to me, closing shifts were always the most fun you could have. And this also comes down to the people you work with. Because every night, especially like on the weekends, every weekend, it was a party after closing. We'd have someone like bring in like an actual like Bluetooth speaker, and then we just play like we would just play dance music. And we would just go at it. Like, honestly, God, how much rap songs or an EDM songs would you play? We'd just be like, there'd be like just drum and bass playing, and then like me on the grill, I'd be like, like scraping all the crap off it, just getting down on it. It was like a good method of like getting through faster, because like if you're got motivation to get stuff done faster, you're gonna get everything clean, everything spotless, while enjoying yourself, because that's about the only few times at work you can enjoy yourself at a fast food restaurant.
I mean, every time you got some chores that you hate doing, music is always a massive helper. I do that when I do those power cleaning moments where I need to do 3 hours of constant cleaning the house. I gotta put some music on because it just plain helps to get through the worst part. Now, what position, like, for the next, like, I'm kind of curious to know what? What's that?
Polenta. That's the other word for grits. It's the bougie word for grits.
Oh, I just like grits. Grits is grits.
I still don't know grits. What that is. I gotta have to look it up.
I mean, you are coming down to Atlanta.
True.
Oh, yeah. We'll take you to Waffle House and get you some grits at Waffle House.
I still haven't tried Waffle House. We don't have that here.
You two, Sakura. Waffle House.
Yay, let's be disgusted for like 45 minutes. I'm kind of curious, guys. What position do you look when you're choosing somewhere to work? Do you look for the being a cook? Do you want to be a server, a host, a bartender, etc.? And do you have a preference for fast food over traditional restaurant when choosing? Do you prefer one or the other? Kofi, why don't you get us started?
So my priority every time I look at jobs, can I actually cook? That's the one thing I always go for. When it comes to traditional or fast food, fast food's, no, I don't, again, I don't want to deal with the harassment of customers. Never, I don't want to do it again. So I would prefer sit down. If I'm working in the back as a cook, I can badmouth the customers all I want. But of course, I probably wouldn't do that.
What about you, Whiplash?
See, I actually never like fully worked in like an actual restaurant. It's always been just fast food places. But I do enjoy cooking, like, without the fact of fast food. Like, I enjoy cooking in my house. I like to make myself some nice food whenever I can, especially during the weekends, because when I got more time, I like to be more extravagant with what I make. I actually wouldn't mind being like an actual grill. Like, I can deal with people like at like waiting on tables and like ordering food and being a bartender and all that stuff, because technically I've built up like an entire like assortment of like placements I could be at if I wanted to. But I do enjoy grill or cooking and bartending. I'd probably choose one of those two, honestly.
If you enjoy cooking on a grill, you would probably enjoy working in a full service restaurant so much more than fast food. Because when you're on the grill, you only worry about what's on your grill. You don't have to worry about the customers. You don't have to worry about the other stations. And like I've never worked in fast food. From the stories I've heard from past coworkers, I would never want to work fast food. I also would never want to work at a corporate restaurant compared to a locally owned restaurant. The corporate culture in food service is very different, and it can be unforgiving.
Well, the type of people I grill now are the ones who don't do their jobs.
No, not where I've worked. There was one guy that I worked at, or I worked with at my last restaurant, and the grill was stationed right directly behind me. I knew that if I was expediting, calling tickets, I didn't have to worry about him behind me. He was going to keep up with me side by side, neck and neck the whole way. When I put the plate down, he had the steak or the burger or the chicken, whatever it was. He had it ready to go on that plate when it was time to serve that food. And he was always there. Like, I could depend on him. When you've got the right team behind you, that makes all the difference. I enjoyed working with him. I would work with him again in a heartbeat. A good grill guy is amazing to work with.
You don't have to do the cooking anymore. You're done. You're way above that now.
No, that's why I'm saying I grill the people who don't do their jobs anymore.
Yeah, you metaphorically grill them. But you do have to deal with the client's complaint, which is a whole plethora of problem you have to fix. Another sort of stress that is completely different.
Yeah, yeah, stress level has went up immensely.
Well, you know, Kit, what you mentioned earlier kind of brings up my next question. Can you guys share any memorable or funny experiences you had while working in the food services as a furry? Now, Kit, I know as a matter of fact, you're pretty open about your furriness at work by wearing those shirts. How's your work environment with your colleague concerning that?
Okay, so I, like you said, I wear Nomad Complex shirts to work all the time. That's what the majority of my wardrobe is nowadays. So I get to work an hour before we open for business because the kitchen has to take time to set up. I've put our podcast on the loudspeakers before. Ooh. Like, we've released a new episode and I blast it through the loudspeaker for the few of us that are there before we open. And the head barista, like, he gets into it. He gets into the discussions. It's really cool.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Well, yeah. This will be interesting for you whenever this one gets let out.
Oh yeah. We're definitely going to listen to this one.
But do they ask question about your shirt? Like, what is the furry fandom? Like, what the hell is this whole thing about?
I think they get it. Like, there's not any younger people. Everyone's in my age range that I work with. So we don't have any high school kids here because our kitchen closes at 2 p.m. All the high schoolers are still in school. We do breakfast and lunch in the coffee shop. So we've got to be there super early. We close after lunch. So we're all adults, college-aged or higher. And nowadays, I think furry is so mainstream that if you know a furry who is open about being furry, you kind of get it. Like, I've talked to him before, too. I was like, you know, we all collectively grew up watching the same things on TV, whether it was The Lion King or The Fox and the Hound. That's what furry is. We just, like, you've got your gamer tag. This character is my gamer tag.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because there's this Twitch streamer that used to work for Blizzard, and he said the furries owned 50% of the internet. If you go to, like, any IT guys, 50% chances are that they're going to be a furry. So, you guys on the internet who hates the furries, you should thank them because the internet is there kind of because of them in some part, in some shape, way, or form. Whiplash, what do you want to add to this? What's your take?
So, well, I'm adding it to what you're saying. It's very true. Half of my best friends that I know personally where I live at are IT specialists. Half of them. So, yes, I guarantee you, if you walk up to someone who works in IT, you'd be like, do you like animals? And they're probably going to say yes.
You like furries. Don't say it. Sounds weird when you say it like that.
Honestly, like finding an IT specialist that's not a furry would be like trying to find a seven-leaf clover, to be fair.
But what about you? What are your memorable moments in the food industry, like, as a furry? Do you have any fun anecdotes that happened?
See, back then, like, I've been a furry for a long time, but I really didn't show it like I do now. But I used to be a brony back in the day. Like, so I kind of went hard as hell with that. I used to have, like, the lanyard and, like, I used to wear it around my neck at work. So everyone would just, like, call me, like, Twilight Sparkle or Rainbow Dash sometimes. I'm like, ah, whatever.
I'm pretty sure the bronies are pretty well misunderstood, fandom. There's a lot of misconceptions, I'm pretty sure. We could probably do a whole episode about this. What about you, Tofi?
Fun fact, I only became a furry like 2 years ago. So when I was working at food industry, I wasn't in any fandom, but I did have some fun times. When I was a busser, I worked at a country club for like senior citizens. And every Friday or something, they would always do, like, square dancing because that's apparently what they do in Arizona country clubs. It was always square dancing. And all of us were, like, in the back in the kitchen and, like, okay, we need to do something entertaining for just this one time. And so we all just took the stage and it started, like, square dancing and doing, like, the Cupid Shuffle and all that. It was just all insane. The old people loved it. So that's what I got going on.
I used to do professional dance competition. I'm sorry, but square dancing is not dancing. It's just stepping. I'm going to get gaslit and flamed for this. But I have a professional dance background, and I'm going to say this is not dancing. I'm going to get hated on the comments. It's okay. Well, we can have a discussion about this. So you mentioned something that was really fun and really cool that you really enjoyed about your work. What are the benefits of working in the food industry? Why should people consider, like, working in the food industry over other types of jobs?
Well, free food. Free food's always a good thing if you're cool with the chefs. If you're really good with the chefs, you will get that free food.
It's a solid argument.
And for reals, another thing is if you are a cook, or you're like giving the food off to people, being proud of what you've made in front of you, if you're the one cooking, then yeah, that's always a great accomplishment inside. Just, oh, I made this, I can actually do this. Of course, you won't feel that during rush hour, but just on your own, like, wow, awesome. And then if you're the one serving, just seeing the customers' faces light up whenever they see, like, the awesome food, just Great feeling. Kit, how about you?
No, you nailed it though, because that's exactly it. There's artists, musicians, they're proud of what they create. Cooks feel the same thing. You take pride in what you created, and then when you serve the dish and it looks and tastes the way you intended it to taste, and you feel something for that.
I recommend this, especially if people want to get into the culinary field, to, like, it's kind of hard, especially with trying to get your first job, because it's always hard regardless what you try to do as a first job. But get into, like, something that could be fast food, and get into something that's, I know what you said, corporate business, like restaurants, and then get into something that's more or less corporate to actually work your way up in the food business industry to actually do what you want to do. You're never going to start off immediately at the top when it comes to working, you know, food related stuff. You're always going to start somewhere, and it's usually going to be towards the bottom, unless somehow you have like connections at businesses. But I will say, I always enjoyed closing, because what I would always do, because we would always like make our own food before we left, I would just be like, oh man, I accidentally made a few extra burgers. Damn, it'd be a shame if I took these.
Oh yeah. Oh no. This medium steak is well done. I hate to waste food. It's so tragic. I guess I'll have to eat it.
I used to have a friend that worked at KFC, and he would bring a bucket or two of chicken every single night. We had so much like fried chicken at home. It was insane. Like, everybody was gaining weight by the week. It was crazy.
Yeah. Closing at a fast food restaurant is not the healthiest, because you can just almost get away with whatever. Stay updated with the Top Dogs podcast by subscribing to our YouTube channel and ringing that notification bell. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Hit that follow button to be notified for every week a new episode comes out. And share the love by leaving us a quick rating. Connect with our community by joining our Discord server or Telegram community thread. And you'll find the necessary links in our link tree down below. We appreciate your support.
If you're looking to snag awesome perks while supporting us, explore our server subscription on Discord or Patreon. By becoming a podcast supporter, you'll access exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, join supporter meetups, express yourself with a custom hand-drawn emoji featuring the Top Dogs team, and chat with the podcast team and fellow fans. Plus, we've got the new After Dog show for mature audiences only at just $2.99 a month. Craving some more? Upgrade to Podcast Supporter Plus for $5.99 a month and enjoy episode voting, suggest podcast episodes, and become part of our live audience. Plus, unlock exclusive sneak peeks of coming ideas, merch drops, and much more in the future. There's no obligation to join these subscriptions, but your support genuinely makes a huge difference for all of our team. And to those who've already subscribed, a heartfelt thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So for the question of the week, have you worked in food services? Where was it, and did you enjoy it? Now, Tesla Waffle said, I currently work in the food industry. I work for a local Pizza Hut, and as much as it has its ups and downs, it's a semi-decent place to be at all. Just as long as you have a good team with you, after a while it does get rather null, and probably wouldn't see myself working the food services for a long while after Pizza Hut. Justin the Fire Dog said, yes, I have worked in the food services. I worked for Popeyes for a whole year when COVID was still around. They were paying every week. After that, they stopped paying every week, so I had to find a new job. Lewis said, I worked in student dining from fall 2021 to spring 2022. It was a challenging job due to the ongoing COVID pandemic and being severely understaffed. It was quite difficult. I worked as a cashier, mover, pizza, breakfast, fresh bar cook. You did a lot of stuff, buddy. And anything else they needed. Unfortunately, the management was questionable and safety standards were below par and sketchy as hell. Despite this, I may work in the food industry again, but only with better management. I quit because I graduated, and I also worked in a movie theater, so that's another whole story. Now, Flash Drive said, I've worked in the food services for nearly 5 years. Worked at a comedy club, then worked at a family-owned southern restaurant. Quite tasty. I left the club job having more positive feelings than negative, even if the last couple months were a lot to handle for me. The Southern Place changed my entire outlook on food service jobs for the worst. I still love cooking, but will never have food service jobs again. That's super interesting. Thank you guys so much for answering this question. It was quite interesting. So guys, I'm kind of curious. Have you had family work in food services? And did they have any influence on you working in the industry? Whiplash, why don't you start?
So my brother worked at the same McDonald's that I worked at. And I feel like that's how I got that job, because the manager knew my brother. To be fair, when I started working at McDonald's, it was legit a first job for me to start making my own cash and money for me to buy stupid stuff that I wanted. So I took that opportunity and got some money, and Vin just didn't enjoy it.
It happens. What about you, Kit?
Actually, my grandmother did the bookkeeping for a Dairy Queen in the next town over until she retired. My sister worked at that same location while she was in high school, and my youngest sister worked at a different fast food place when she was in high school. Yeah, like a lot of my family members have actually worked in food service in some form. One of my earliest memories, actually, when I was still a little fox, my grandma would pick me up from preschool, because it was one of those half-day preschools, and she would take me back to work with her. And we would hang out in the back office, and she would give me the little ink stamper, and I would help her by stamping the back of the checks.
Absolutely. That's adorable. I love that. What about you, Tofi?
When I was a very little moo, my dad would always tell me stories about how him and my uncle would work at a local Italian restaurant way back when, and I was always told, like, horror stories about them, like, dropping lasagnas and just messing up all the time, starting kitchen fires. And so, with that advice and all that, yeah, I was always told, like, the worst things about their job. So I ignored that advice and went into food industry anyways. I don't care. I did not have any influence on them.
I don't know for you, but it really seems like everybody, like, that worked jobs before going to college or high school. It's either you worked, like, in a store, like, selling stuff or replenishing stock, or you worked in the food industry. Was it like that for you guys? Like, when you were before going to high school and stuff like that, what was your first job? Did you work in the food industry, or you worked at a sales rep, or like, you know, a person that works on the, you know, the sale floor? Was it like that for you guys?
Yeah, I worked in doing retail at a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Retail at the grocery store. So we were already kind of close to a restaurant almost. What about you, Whiplash? Was your first job in the retail or like food industry?
No, my first job was food industry. And like I said, to be fair, like when you first start working, you're excited to work because you want to be able to get experience for like whatever you want to do for the rest of your life. But afterwards, you kind of just get kind of tired of working in fast food. So you just want to like move away from it quickly.
My first job, no matter how many times I applied for working in the restaurant section of this, that was not my first job. I worked in an entertainment center with like bowling and laser tag and a movie theater, but they put me in the souvenir shop, so I guess I worked retail. I really wanted to do the restaurant part though.
See, I was kind of like that too. I've never worked in the food retail. I did it for one day cleaning dishes, and I absolutely hated it. I've always worked in retail, but I wish I could have worked more a little bit, or at least, you know, dip my hands into like the food services. Kind of sounds interesting to me. Maybe I wouldn't despise like cooking as much as I do. Today it's not as bad, but if I had some experience doing, you know, work in the food industry, maybe I would be, you know, better ready for my adult life and making food for people. So for my next question, have you guys ever incorporated elements of furry culture into your work in food services, such as, you know, themed events or special menu items? If so, how was the response from the customers? Now, I know, Kit, you've made Cinna titties. They look absolutely delicious.
That was not on purpose. Like, okay, so I've never made anything furry themed specifically, because I've never ran recipes of my own creation. I've always been making other people's recipes in food service. But yeah, those cinnamon rolls, they didn't proof the way they were supposed to. And so the outside edges, they stuck to the muffin tin that they baked in. So the center was the only part that actually did any rising. And they were very
perky.
Yes, that's a good word. They were very perky. They still tasted good.
At least that's that. At least the recipe was good. It's just the form that came out slightly off-putting. Oh, what about you, Whiplash?
See, I've never really done anything like for restaurants or like food industry wise. Like, but I have done stuff, at least tried to make stuff on my own that is like furry themed, and none of them are safe for work titles, so I won't say what they are.
Okay, yeah, let's avoid that for now. What about you, Tofi?
Me, when I did work in the food industry, I wasn't in any fandom. I was like in between the brony and the furry fandom, so I didn't personally incorporate anything. However, my dream job is to own my own bakery. So just off to the side, I've been trying to think of desserts or pastries or whatever that could be like Twitch community themed, furry themed, cartoon themed, all that. I want to have like the cool, trendy bakery whenever that time comes. I do not have any recipes so far.
I've been seeing this one furry on TikTok who has their own food truck now, like the Fizzy Fox food truck.
Ooh, I've seen that.
Yep.
Ooh.
Like that. those drinks they make look so pretty too.
See, I wouldn't like incorporate
that. Was such
like
a slow that was the slowest motion ever.
So adding on to like, but it's also someone that we personally know too, but Arden's drinks. If you haven't seen his TikTok, you should definitely go look at his TikTok. He made a drink specially for me and this one last year, and he absolutely obliterated me. Like, I got drunk off drinking it, but also didn't have food that day. I can't remember how many shots. Was it five and a half shots?
He said five. He said five there were shots. Five shots worth of liquor in your drink.
Yeah, and I sucked that down like a Sunny D.
We were going to do a toast, and we looked over it, and your drink was gone already.
Mm-hmm. It's like, man, will you chill for a second? Can we, like, enjoy our drink before downing it as if there's no tomorrow?
It's, like I said, mine was called Double Whiplash, and it makes sense why he called it that.
You know, he made a drink for you, for me, and for Streamer Cadet.
You are Stream.
You're Stream.
I know.
Unfortunately did not get a drink last year.
But these drinks were really cool. Shout out to Arden Wolfsky for doing like really cool drinks themed by the podcaster back then, a year ago. All right, guys. So I think we have time for one more question. So what advice would you give other furries who are considering pursuing a career in the food services?
I guess my only advice is if you're going to go into the food service, do some research. Always like take a class, read something online, learn about food safety, learn about just how to deal with people if they become rowdy. It's not as easy as it looks, so just prepare yourself is all I can say.
It's good. It's always good to do a little bit of research and prepare yourself when you're starting a new project because it can be stressful and overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes it can be more than you expected.
So what I would do, especially if you're trying to work into the food industry, best, like Tolfi said over here, do some research about what you want to do. Like the easiest way of you actually getting yourself into the industry would get yourself into like one of those, like, unless you have connections in restaurants to actually work somewhere much higher up, but work at like a corporate business for a bit and try to like maybe move yourself up into maybe the chef position in that restaurant, and then possibly like get yourself some time behind the grill, behind like over people cooking, and then possibly just try to maybe go to college too, make to take some culinary classes, get some of that underneath your belt, because that will help you try to go to higher places, more fancier restaurants, try to get your name out there, especially if you're trying to do more than just that, maybe trying to create your own restaurant. Just culinary, started a business, or started like a normal corporate business, work your way into another restaurant that's more maybe, it's not as many of them, but they're more sophisticated. And then take some culinary classes. That's my way, at least.
The kitchen can be a dangerous place. You have to be respectful of your tools. Knives are sharp. Grills are hot.
Very, very hot.
If you are cooking on a skillet and the skillet catches on fire, do not put it out with water. A lot of people think, oh, it's fire. Put it out with water. No, no. Because it's the skillet, it's the oils in the skillet that are on fire. And when you blast it with water, you get a fireball.
It splatters the oil, so it creates more surface area for the fire to catch on. So fireballs, yay.
This was the guy that trained me. So we were like, oh yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's cooking on a skillet and it catches fire. So he runs over into the dish room. And everybody in the kitchen stops and watches. Like, we see what's about to happen. There's like, no, don't. No, there's no stopping him. Then you just see a fireball, and he comes out without any eyebrows on.
Oh, my God.
That makes up for a hell of a story during Christmas parties or Thanksgiving, for sure.
I was going to say, throwing an ice cube into a fryer is fun. As long as you do
no. one. No, that's gremlin. Bad.
I will be gremlin. I just throw ice cubes in the fryer for fun. Like, I'd be on the grill side. I just go right into the French fry fryer.
No. I haven't worked with gremlins like you before. That is bad.
It is, but if you do one, it's not that bad. If you try to do multiple, then you're going to start having a overflow of grease.
Yeah. You can get away with doing one, but if you pile it up, you're going to have a mess.
So I just thought of something. I think we have a little bit more time, but okay. So just to give you guys a little bit of context, my husband owns a restaurant. He doesn't actively work there, but he's more of an investor. And at one point I walked up to do some work at the restaurant because I installed like security cameras. I did some tinkering. I installed show lights. And at one point I noticed a poster on the freezer and it said no more than one crying person in the freezer at a time. And I was like, what the heck is this? And it's apparently something that happens when you're overly worked and overly stressed. Apparently you go in the freezer to cry or scream or whatever, vent. Did you guys have any sort of thing like this, quirky thing happening in your place? Tofi, why don't you start?
Well, to talk about the crying in the freezer thing, no, that was definitely a me thing. I would go to the freezer and cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just weird rules. Apparently people just would not wear the right shoes or something, so they're I can't remember the rule exactly. It was just like something about flip-flops. I don't know. People could always go into the kitchen with flip-flops for some reason before I was hired. And I didn't think I even got a full explanation, but it was just some weird something. I don't know.
That's quite odd. Not super safe. When the floors are oily, these are really slippery. It's quite a safety hazard, in my opinion.
Flip-flops in the kitchen. Are you serious? I'm still hung up on that. Flip-flops in the kitchen. No.
That's what I was thinking.
Look, how's it go? Put those grippers away.
Oh, why? Put those grippers away.
That's a sin just in general.
Oh, God. I would frequently walk back into the walk-in cooler and open the door to get out some more ingredients, and it never failed. There was at least one server in there at all times.
No. Aw. It is a stressful work environment. You gotta vent someplace. I mean, it's so loud and quiet from the outside, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, the kitchen guys, we could go back in a corner in the kitchen and get away from it for a moment. But the servers, they don't have anywhere they can get away from the customers and take a breath or recollect themselves. The walk-in cooler was the only place for them.
See, that would happen quite a bit, especially at fast food restaurants. People would go back there consistently and like either cry or be angry. I would be one of those people who would go back there and punch the french fries because it's better to... Yeah, I mean, they're already broken anyways. Doesn't matter. Just keep breaking them.
Sometimes they're stuck together. They kind of have to smash the bag on the counter before they put it in the fryer, right?
Working at McDonald's is stressful just for multiple reasons, because they're like pretty much overworking you, trying to consistently have enough food for all the people in existence, and it's just a never-ending like crap show, to be honest.
I mean, it's a tough environment. Honestly, there's no doubt about it. Working in the food industry can be very, very stressful. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you guys manage to keep up with that type of work environment. It's very difficult, stressful. I hope it's really rewarding. I mean, I hope it compensates in some form, way, or shape, or form, whatever. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode talking about working in the food services. Hope some of you didn't get scared too much by what we said. Nevertheless, I hope you guys had a fantastic night, a fantastic day, and I hope you learn a little something new today. So you guys have a good night, have a good day. Take care. Enjoy life. Take care, bub. Bye-bye, everyone.